Professor Louis is our record company for the new riders. He wears many hats. He's brought Buffalo's best horn section ever, the Hitmen Horns. They're going to be bringing you the music of the band and a whole lot more. Please welcome Professor Louis and the Chromatics.
Well, thank you so much, Toast. One of the best intros we've had all season. Start this festival season off. I've got to thank all the people from the Sportsman coming to see us always. Thank you so much. It's great to see you. And thanks for the people having the festival. What a great idea, beautiful sight. We'd like to start off with a song that fortunately for me, I had a job with Levon Helm and the band, Garth Hudson, Richard Bell, Stan Celeste, Rick Danko, Robbie Robertson, Rich Emanuel. A tune that I had a chance to bring to the table for part of that great repertoire. A tune called Blind Willie McTell. Thank you. heaven. And we all want what is his. The power and greed, the corruptible seed, seems to be all that there is. Now I'm gazing out my window of this Camp Easy Wind Festival Hotel. Well, thank you all so much. Appreciate it. You too much, and then you know. you too much. Let you know. So much. It's great to be here playing for you. And you know, luckily and fortunately for me, I was with the group, the band, for many years, for about 15 years, traveling around, producing records, and tried to learn all their songs that I could to keep my job up there with them. I'd like to do one of the really old tunes. That was one of their old chestnuts. They drove everybody crazy in that bus trying to learn them, but always still trying our best here. Anytime.
Come back home.
much. Appreciate that. All right. You know, when I first started recording a lot of new tunes with the group, one song that appeared that way, that's when we knew, and Helm would say the band is back, there was one song that appeared that really made it work for everybody. And it was a song written by the newest guitar player, Jimmy Weider, and Colin Linden, great guitar players. You right there, guys?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Right. And so therefore, it started off the first album that I had a chance to really get my grips on, and that was the Jericho CD. And it's a tune called Remedy. Appreciate it. You know, You know, the one thing that Levon always told me is to keep writing songs because it's so important to keep doing. We had a chance to work with Mavis Staples many, many times. The Chromatics have been on the road with her a few different times. And it's always great. And we got this thinking, it would be great to write a song that maybe Mavis would do. So we wrote one. Not that she's ever done it, but we keep doing it over and over. It's a tune called Open Hand, Open Hearts. politics in the third degree, trying to deal with people you can't see. Take away this house of mirrors.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you.
May you build a ladder to the stars. Climb on every rung. May you stay. May you stay forever young.
May you grow up to be righteous. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you.
Stay forever young. are changing soon.
May your heart always be joyful.
May your songs always be sung.
May you stay.
Second choice that I had when I had a chance to produce that Jericho CD was the record company gave us a choice of songs of what to do that they owned, because that was part of the deal in those days when they had record companies. They wanted to own everything and own you, and I don't blame them one bit, because everybody's making a lot of dough and having a pretty damn good time. Well, they blew up the Chicken Man over in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on that promenade, and the camera commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact. Maybe you're a thing that dies, so they come back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty. Leave me tonight, give me land and sail. just as the sun comes out and the bubbles look good. And that's what we're waiting for. Well, you know, one of the things that I am is always late. I try to be on time, so we figured we'd write a tune called One More Day, because we always need that one more day. And since we're close by the water, it has a little sea shanty to it. And one of my favorite parts of the show is this part right here. Let's have a hand for the Hitman Horns from Buffalo. And it was great for us to be honest. So honored to have such a great horn section with us from the local area. We are Professor Louie and the Chromatics, by the way, down from Woodstock, New York. We're up from Woodstock, New York. And then my left ear is Frankie C., our advisor on bass. Now, Frank's a pretty special guy. He was Levon Helm's music director for many years, and Steve Fulbert for a long time. Moved down to Texas and worked in a bunch of studios, made a lot of great records with Sleep at the Wheel. Then we have Mr. Gary Burke on drums, our fearless leader back here, who was with Bob Dylan for a long time, and Joe Jackson made all those great records. One thing that's great about the Chromatics is everybody has left their sideman jobs, and we've all become one sideman, so we're our own bosses, which is not easy to do. Then we got Miss Marie on vocals and a lot of the writing, and has been on all my productions and guiding me through all the turmoil of all that stuff, and sang on a bunch of the band records. And that leaves us with John Patani on guitar. And John Patani is with Van Morrison for over 30 years, and not that his name is on the records for credit, his name is on the records for playing, but wrote a lot of the great guitar licks that's all in our DNA that John wrote. And we should always do one song in honor of that for sure. One that John did, he's a little shy about it, but are you ready to do it, John? All right. Thank you.
sound you hear, you used to hear, south of the Mason, down Memphis way. One of the great all-time labels, Southern Soul, Southern Funk, Stax Bolt Soul.
On the guitar.
Thank you.
streets again.
For a crime of heaven already done.
Save your neck, or save your brother. It looks like it's one or the other. Start a ruckus. They know they feel when times are shut us. So
Lord, you don't know the shame on me.
The fellow who gave me my moniker, as they say, was Rick Danko from playing many duo shows together. Who was really actually my best friend of all the guys in the group and one of the greatest bosses to have, believe it or not. And the one song that Rick and I always did, and one song that he loved to sing and play, and we love it too. I'd like to do it justice. A tune called Makes No Difference. Where I turn, can't get over you, and the flame still burns. And it makes no difference, night or day. Shadows never seem to fade away, and the sun. As a love that dies untold,
and the clouds never hung so low before,
and it makes no difference how far I go, like a storm. The hurt will always show.
sell love letters. I just can't keep no, no. Just like a gambler says, just read them and weep.
And the dark don't rescue me no more.
Without your love, an empty home, it's a lonely fall. Since you've been gone, it's a losing battle. Stamping cattle.
Love a day like this for sure. Well, you know, all the music we're playing is all based on the great blues and how all the blues started way down in New Orleans with Louis Armstrong and a fellow by the name of Buddy Bolin who played the cornet. And, you know, I love studying that old style of music and where it came from. So we happened to write a song with a good friend of ours from Dublin, Ireland by the name of Kevin Daugherty. You got to give credit to the writers. And we've been arranging and playing it. And it's a tune that sort of discusses all the blues for the last 100 years. So it's called The Century of the Blues. Vine and bourbon meat to get to St. Louis.
southern lands exploded. Everybody heard the bang.
Some thought the world was ending,
but the world we knew began.
Choctaw led with Africa, and across the land shanties. They opened a Mississippi on the blues. As you wait for the whistle to blow, the man that stands tall for you to blow. But that man gets taller as you go away. Not through all the love and love.
See a spark blown out across the Delta night.
I watch it from my window
on a burning northern light.
I catch it on my tongue. It burns and says, how do you do? I walk on in the century of the blue.
Classic Southern song, for sure.
Why not?
That's right. We have a few CDs for you. Over to the side here. Professor Louie and the Chromatics. Have a good variety. We've got some with a horn section. So if you get a chance, pick up a CD today.
Virgil Kane is my name, and I work on the Denver train. The snowman's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had failed. It was a time that I remember all so well.
Miss Marie, one of the two.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. And let's have a hand for the hardest working guys up here, the sound people, the monitor people, the lighting people, the guys who built the stage. I mean, these people are working hard to make this happen, and it's been exceptionally professional, so we got to thank them so much for the great sound and all the other things that come along with it. Absolutely, great recordings, you name it. They got it all. And we do have some CDs over there up by the tents. And I see a lot of other great merchandise over there. It'd be great if some of the people could pick some things up, bring them home for souvenirs. Such beautiful campgrounds here. And we got to thank the new riders for having us at the show because you know, they were definitely very responsible for us being here. It's nice to have such great promoters as the new riders on Purple Sage. Say it again. We got a request from our drummer because, you know, he's making sure that I'm doing everything right. So we got to thank the sportsmen as always for having us up there in that Buffalo area. That's right. One of our favorite hometown places to play. You never get rid of us now.
You might get a pardon, and then you just might drop dead.
Thank you. Well, you know, way back in 1994, 1995, I can't remember what year. Maybe it was 96. I don't know. But the band had a chance to play with the Grateful Dead again. And we did a few different shows with them. But this was a very special show. It was over at Soldier Field in Chicago. We got a chance to open up for the Dead for 2 days in a row. 40,000 in, 40,000 out, 2 days in a row. And one of the things that was great with hanging out with Jerry Garcia, who was still alive at the time, and good friends with Danko and stuff, is he loved the accordion, having those roots. So me and him played the accordion, I think, because they took long sound checks, like 4 days. Grateful Dead took really long sound checks, and we were there, had to be there. So we played a bunch of tunes together, and one of them I brought back to Woodstock with Levon and all the guys, and started arranging them, and so this always goes out to Jerry Garcia. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
in the heart of a lonely kid, suffering so much for what he did. And they gave this poor boy his fortune and fame. Since that day he ain't never been the same. See the man with the stage fright, just standing up there giving it all his might. He got caught in the spotlight. When he gets to him, wants to start all over again. He's got fire water
same. Next time you see me, things won't be the same. Okay, boy, won't you feel it when you can?
Take the love.